Onward with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Remember that enclosed shopping behemoth at the corner of the highway and freeway? A place where you could go get a pair of Kinney shoes, some cheese from Hickory Farms, or an Orange Julius. Even check out a movie.
What's the matter? You look depressed.
I hate working the theater. All the action's on the other side of the mall.
Yeah, but now there's not much action left at the mall. That's, of course, bad news for mall owners who are scrambling to stay relevant these days. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's bringing us the story of how three malls are trying new things to entice customers to come in. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Now, L.A. is a mall town, right? We know that from the movies. We know that just from being here for a long period of time. Amazon and online stores have seemingly rendered those malls obsolete, or many of them anyway. Are they just relics of the past?
Not all of them. There is actually a syndrome known as sort of dead mall syndrome. That's because so many malls are being very challenged. And indeed, you just said L.A. is a mall city. L.A. was a mall city partly because it had some of the most famous mall designers here, one of them being the late architect John Jurdy. And the three malls I'm going to mention have all had the hand of John Jurdy. So this is three malls in the Southland that are all figuring out how to stay relevant. And sometimes staying relevant doesn't involve shops. So let's start with the Westside Pavilion. That's in West LA.
On Pico Boulevard,
on
yes.
On Pico Boulevard, Landmark Theatre's there, still going strong. But portions of Westside Pavilion are going to be turned into a tech complex. Google is going to set up home there. So part and parcel of the rethinking of the malls is how to get people to them, which brings me to another mall that's been going through some changes. That is Santa Monica Place.
Also at the end, near the end of the expo line.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, the kinds of changes that are happening at the mall are very much tied to wooing people from the expo line. ArcLight, which went into the renewed Santa Monica Place, kind of faces out towards expo line. So Santa Monica Place, this was a mall that was originally designed by Frank Gehry. It was given a makeover by the firm of John Jurdy. They took the roof off of what was this very enclosed, typical mall environment. And then what they have done in even more recent years is bring in the kinds of destinations that you might not have originally found in a mall. So, for example, at Santa Monica Place, very recently was opened a children's museum.
A children's museum?
A children's museum, yes. And this was a children's museum that already existed in Mid-Wilshire. Its founder and CEO, Esther Netter, explained why they decided to go to this odd location, a seemingly odd location.
We needed more space and we're looking for a site that was accessible to all, which includes public transportation. We're right here by the expo line. There's great bus transportation and two city-owned parking lots. And Santa Monica is certainly a place that encourages pedestrian traffic. So visibility and accessibility were key.
So there you go. And there's another mall in San Diego that you were talking to me about in the newsroom. This is a fascinating story.
It's a fascinating story. This is one of the iconic malls of the last 40 years. This is Horton Plaza. It's in San Diego. It was designed by John Jurdy, as I mentioned, his firm, hot off helming the design of the 1984 Olympics. He believed a mall could be a civic, buzzing, crowded, lively space. Horton Plaza was one of the visual triumphs of malls in the world. And for a whole bunch of reasons, Horton Plaza has itself become, I guess, a victim of changes in retail. Horton Plaza now has new owners. It is sitting there, kind of almost dead. It's sort of on life support. It is meant to be being turned into a tech complex. The city of San Diego has authorized that change. But Macy's is still there. Mm-hmm. And Macy's has a 10-year lease and doesn't want the place to be a tech complex. And they have sued. So there's a fight going on. Meanwhile, preservationists would love to see essentially this postmodern icon remain. But it is sitting there as people struggle over its fortunes. And meanwhile, that mall, which has sort of yielded the ground to other parts of downtown, which I guess have sucked away the life from Horton Plaza.
And meanwhile, there are other malls, Beverly Center, Westfield Century City, these other malls that are investing hundreds of millions of dollars to remake these places in an effort to keep them going.
Absolutely. And what you'll find in a lot of these places is far more food than you ever found, because they understand that people shop online, but they still want to meet people. So where do you meet people?
It's a gathering
place. They're trying to make them into gathering places. They're figuring out ways to stay ahead of the curve, and that means being creative, or it means your mall is dead.
Which is the key. Obviously, staying ahead of the curve is the key to successful business. KCRW DNA host Frances Anderton. By the way, you're going to keep covering this story, right, on Design and Architecture.
We certainly are.
Frances, as always, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve. See you at the mall.
The mall. That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about another anniversary. A year ago this week, the Woolsey Fire burned close to 100,000 acres from Thousand Oaks all the way to Malibu. And the cost to life and property, well, very high. How folks in Malibu are remembering and rebuilding. Firefighters, by the way, just now are doing some work on at least one acre wildfire in Santa Clarita. This is near the Masters University on Deputy Jake Drive. According to KNBC, about 1 acre for that fire, and we're seeing some evacuations as well. We'll keep you posted throughout the day on KCRW. The folks essential to this program: Jenna Cagle, Sonia Geis, Phil Richards, Ray Guarna, Christine Comito, Amy Ta, and Christian Bordahl. We are online, by the way, at kcrw.com/greaterLA. Subscribe to the podcast, please. We'd love to see you there. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for your ear and for your time. Have yourself a great day.